Everybody, can you hear me okay? That's good. I've still got a blocked ear, so I can't hear you so well, but it's great to be here to praise the Lord. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Let's just pray just before. We want to pray for three things. We've got Rhonda's husband, Chris, is in hospital. He really needs our prayers. He needs a miracle on his life, so we want to pray for him. We have the state election. It'd be great for us to pray for that, Lord, and don't vote along party lines. Find out your candidate, find out what they believe, find out whether they're a godly person or not, and we want godly people in places of influence. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to pray for the election coming up, and also for Pastor Allen. As you know, we're looking at the property in Tagum City. Tomorrow he's flying to Tagum, and he'll be looking over the property and then talking with the owners on our behalf. So we really want to pray for that as well. So let's just bow our heads. Father, we just, first of all, Lord, I just bring Chris before you, Lord, Rhonda's husband. Lord, we pray for your hand upon him. Lord, we know you're the God who heals, Lord. You're the God of miracles, Father, and we just pray for your touch upon him right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that he was sitting out of bed, Lord. He's able to eat, Father. We just thank you for that, Lord. We just pray for continued your touch upon him, Lord. He needs a miracle from you, Lord, and we just commit him to you, Lord. Be with Rhonda, Lord, our sister, Lord. Bless her, Lord, and strengthen her, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. And Father, for this election coming up, Lord, we just pray for godly people to be placed in positions of influence, Father. Lord, we commit the whole election to you, Lord, the election process, Father. We just pray for wisdom for each of us as we vote, Lord, that we won't just vote according to a whim, Lord, that we'll be considered, Lord, and carefully, Lord, that responsibility we have to vote, Father. Lord, we commit that to you, Lord. We want to see godly people, Lord, representing us in this state, Lord. So we commit that election to you, Father. Lord, and we pray for Lord, for Pastor Allen, Lord, we just thank you for him, Lord, his willingness to go there on our behalf, Lord. We pray for wisdom. We pray for favor upon him, Lord, as he looks at the property again, Lord, and then talks to the owner there on our behalf, Father. We just commit all of that to you, Lord. We pray for the church in Tagum, Lord. We know, Lord, that you're doing amazing things or great things, Lord. We just commit that step to you. And, Lord, as we open your word, we pray, Lord, that you speak to each of our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Well, I want to continue this morning with our theme of Heaven Invades, and we've been looking at that right across this year. When we're talking about heaven, we're talking about not the heavens as in the atmosphere as described in Scripture in places, or not talking about the stars and the moon and all that we see in the heavens. We're not even talking about the dwelling place of God. We're talking about the person and the presence and the power of God coming down. That's what we're talking about with Heaven Invades. And I want to talk about today about being a conduit. And when we talk about a conduit, I'm not talking about the plastic sleeve that goes over an electrical thing to hide it. I'm talking about the definition of a conduit, which means a way of connecting to places. And I really want to look at the conduit in terms of heaven coming down to earth and us being right there in the middle, that we are the conduit. We are the ones that the power of God is to flow through. And if we have a look in the Bible, if you think of obviously the most significant example of heaven and earth being connected together is, of course, in our Lord Jesus Christ. We had Lord who came down from heaven. He came down and dwelt among us. We had God coming down, fully God, fully man, walking among us. And as we already heard many times today, how he died on the cross for us, he rose again and enabled us to actually have access to our Father in heaven. And I praise God for that, that without Christ, none of us would be here at all. And if we think about a conduit, we think of someone in the Bible, we think of maybe the Apostle Paul. He was this incredible one that we have heaven and we have earth, and how God flowed through him and used him dramatically to touch people's lives. It says in Acts 19:11, God did extraordinary miracles through Paul. Extraordinary miracles, not just an ordinary miracle. Ordinary miracles are pretty cool, don't you reckon? Don't you reckon?
Amen.
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 He did extraordinary miracles. And the extraordinary miracle, people would send him a hanky. Hopefully it was a clean one. They'd send him a hanky, and if it touched him, or an apron or whatever it was, and then they even got healed. That's an extraordinary miracle. But I like the wording of that. It says, God did extraordinary miracles through Paul. Amen? Paul didn't do any extraordinary miracles. Paul didn't even do ordinary miracles. God did extraordinary miracles through Paul. And if we have a look in Acts, further down in Acts 15, this is so that was in Ephesus where those incredible miracles are happening. And here we have Paul here at the Council of Jerusalem explaining the remarkable things that happened that God did amongst the people there. And he says, the whole assembly became silent as they listened to Barnabas and Paul telling about the signs and wonders God had done among the Gentiles through them. So it wasn't just through Paul, we've got Barnabas in there as well. So God did these miracles, these signs and wonders through them. And I praise God for that. So we don't just look at Paul as, well, he's just this superhero that only God would work through him and only he was a conduit through which the life and the power of God would flow. But we see good old Barnabas is also in there as well, that God was moving through Barnabas. But we have a look at what Jesus said in John chapter 7, and we'll just bring this up. And this actually applies to you and to me, and that's really what I want to talk about today. I'm not talking about someone, oh, they were just a hero in the Bible, or Barnabas, well, he was right up there. Jesus is actually talking to every one of us. He's talking to a whoever. Are you a whoever this morning? Yes. You're all whoevers. Whoever you are, you're a whoever this morning. It says, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said. So if you believe in Jesus Christ, this is the Lord Jesus himself talking about you. He said, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from them, will flow within them. It's going to flow right through. You're going to be that conduit. Whoever believes in me, the living water is going to come flooding out through your life. And by this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. And so he's talking about that earlier in John chapter 4 when he's with the Samaritan woman by the well. He talks about this well of living water rising up to salvation. And we know that when we're born again that we have the Holy Spirit come and resonate within our lives and we have this well of salvation that we can draw on. We can draw on the Lord. We can draw upon his strength, upon his wisdom, upon his life. This well of living water that is within us. But then here in John chapter 7, Jesus is telling them, he's talking about something else. He's saying the rivers of living water that will flow from them. It's going to flow out to touch other people. It's not just about you. It's actually being that conduit, that connecting point where the life of the Spirit is going to flow through you and touch other people's lives. And that's really what I want to talk about today, us being that conduit that the presence of God, the power of God is going to flow through in our lives. And the first area I want to look at about us being this conduit is that we are to be a conduit of the power of God, that the power of God might flow through us, that we've got a hold of God, we hold of the things of the Lord with all our heart, and then there's people that they're around us in need. You all know people that need a touch from God. We all know people that need a touch from God. And so we're holding on to the Lord with everything that we are. We're reaching out and touching those around us that need the love of God. They need the healing hand of God. They need the touch of God upon them. And that we're the conduit that the power of God might flow through. And just as another thing that Jesus said about you. And I'm talking about you this morning. I'm not just talking about the person next to you. I'm talking about you today. I'm talking about me, but I'm talking about the person next to you. But I'm talking about you today, about being that conduit that the power of God will flow through. And this is what Jesus said in Mark 16. This is after Jesus has appeared to the disciples again. And in his appearance, this is what he said. So he's died on the cross. He's risen again. He's come to the disciples. And this is what he says to them. And he says, these signs could accompany those who believe. In my name, they might drive out demons. They possibly will speak in tongues. They might pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it could not hurt them at all. They conceivably will place their hands on the sick, and perhaps they'll get well depending on the weather. Is that what your Bible says? Mine doesn't say that at all. Mine says what this says. It says, and these signs will accompany those who believe. Will. Not might, maybe, conceivably, possibly, depending on the weather. Weather permitting, not about that. It said, and these signs will accompany those who believe. Do you believe this morning?
Yes.
If you're a believer, then this is for you. And this is not just what I'm saying. This is what Jesus has said about you. If Jesus says something about you, I want to listen to what Jesus has said about me. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, so in the name of Jesus Christ, and no other name but the name of Jesus Christ, the name that is above every other name. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes in their hands and they will drink deadly poison. So it doesn't matter what it is that comes against us, it will not hurt them at all. And they will place their hands on the sick people and they will get well. Amen?
Amen.
Now that's about you. Your name is in there. Put your name in there. You will lay you in my name, your name, whatever your name is, will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. You will speak in tongues. Jesus is speaking this about you. They will pick up snakes in their hands and drink deadly poison. It will not hurt them, Lord. Don't go trying that, by the way. It's basically saying the Lord is going to protect us. There's some nutcases in America where they have snakes on the stage and they have this thing. That's Crazyville, if you ask me. Not about that. It's about the protection of the Lord, knowing that he's going to protect us, that he's going to guard us, he's going to save us. And they will place their hands on sick people and they will get well. And it says that this will accompany those who believe. And you know what the sense of that word accompany means? It means to be always present. Always present. Not sometimes, maybe, possibly, depending. And it says always present. So if you're a believer today, if you love the Lord Jesus Christ, you've given your heart to him, you've received Christ, you've received the forgiveness of your sin, you've become a child of the living God, it says that these things will always be with you, always be present in your life. Always present. They're always there. And it says that whenever we drive out demons in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I've seen people set free in incredible ways with people that have been caught up, particularly overseas where people get in the people that are Hindu religion and are caught up into all sorts of demonic things, and are seeing them totally set free in the name of Jesus Christ. We have that authority. They will speak in new tongues. We have that ability, that prayer language. We're able to speak that heavenly language, and we cannot express the words ourselves. Our own human language is not enough to articulate, to express what's going on within our heart, that we can pray in tongues and be able to speak according to the will of the Father, knowing that he hears us, know we're praying according to his will. Very powerful, the protection that we have, that things that would normally bring us down, it's not going to hurt us, and that when we pray for the sick, they will get well. And that's certainly the challenge for every one of us, is to be that conduit of the power of God. And remember, this is not about, oh, you read the Bible, oh, Paul, he was a superhero, or maybe good old Barnabas, he was in there as well. Remember, this is you. This is Jesus talking about you. He's talking about me. And this is the life that we're called to live, that we are to be the ones that bring heaven down to earth. Now, we're just the conduit. And to me, that's a really important thing to understand, because I can't do anything. I can't heal anybody. Someone a week ago, we bumped into some friends of ours in the supermarket, and the person there was in an incredible amount of pain with their back and a lot of pain. And we prayed for that person right there in the supermarket and just prayed for them and said goodbye and then went away. And then that was a couple of months ago, a few weeks ago, I can't remember exactly when. And then last week the person saw the person, they said, oh, you healed me. What are you talking about? And my back, it's fine, the prayer, and I praise God, but it's not us, we're just the conduit. You can't heal anyone, amen, you know that. You can't heal anyone, you're just the conduit, you're just the hold on to God, you reach out, and then the power of God just to flow through our lives. And that's for every believer. It's not for spiritual, it's not for pastors and everyone else. This is for everyone who believes, amen? If you believe, then you've got to believe that you're going to be used as a conduit, because Jesus said that about you, that the power of God will go through your life and touch other people, and to reach out in that way and to see people touched in incredible ways. And the Lord says it will accompany. Problem for some of us is that when we look at situations and we look at things, we think we have to do that. Man, that person's in a really bad situation. I can pray a nice little prayer of comfort, Lord, just pour your love upon them. And it's encouraging. The best thing you can ever do for someone is to pray for them, because it shows love, it shows concern, and the love of God will touch them. He will touch their heart. But to pray and to believe and know what Jesus said, they will place their hands on sick people and they will get well, and to walk in that and to live as our conduit. So part of the problem is that we get in the way. We just have to be, hold on to God, heart for the person, the power of God flow through us. But we're here in the middle, and that's the problem sometimes, because our brain gets in the way and we begin to think, oh no, I don't know if I've got enough faith to see that person healed or to touch them. And we have this big, oh, if I just have, and sometimes we try to, I just try to get myself a little bit more faith. We try to gee ourselves up a little bit, just concentrate a little bit harder when I'm praying. Or maybe if I pray a little bit louder, trying to get my faith up. But I always find is it's not about me trying to get more faith. It's not about trying to increase our faith, because I honestly can't do that. It doesn't matter how, you know, hold my breath and go all red in the face trying to, it doesn't work, because it's not about me. But what only part about me is this connection is what I find I can do is rather than trying to push my faith up, what I can do is just push my doubt down. It's not actually, because faith is like you try to G yourself up to do something so God will use you. But if you just let your doubt come down, say, Lord, this isn't about me. Lord, this is about you. You love this person. You died for this person. You gave everything for this person. Lord, and I'm just going to be that vessel. Yes, and I know that I'm a flawed vessel. I'm not perfect. But Lord, I'm just going to grab a hold on you. And I'm just going to reach out for that person. And Lord, allow you just to flow through. And then it's not about me. It's not about me having enough faith, trying to be a superhero in the faith. It's about me just allowing that doubt down, saying, Lord, I know who you are. Lord, you love this person. Your heart is for that person, Lord, and I'm just going to try to get out the way, Lord, and just hold on to you and just let your love and your grace and your power flow through my life. And we are all called to do that. Look for opportunities every day. Look for opportunities where the Lord is going to flow through your life. And these signs will accompany, always be present, always be with you, everyone, not just pastors or superheroes that you may think. Every one of us, we're all ordinary people. We just grab a hold of God. We have a heart for someone else, and then the power of God can flow through our life, and we can see people set free, whether they're demonized, whether it's a physical illness or emotional, mental illness, whatever it is, we can see people set free, and we are all called to that. Amen. And so have a look at your own life and think, hang on, I don't actually think like that. I sort of look for other people to do that. No, this is every one of us. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are to be a conduit of his power. Just bring your doubt down. Don't try to push your faith up. I find I can't do that, but I can just say, no, look, Lord, this isn't about me. This is about you. Lord, I'm just going to get out the way. I'm going to hold on to you. Touch their heart, Lord, and just going to allow you just to do what you're going to do. Because God will work through people. Amen. He works through people, and he'll work through you. He'll work for every one of us. So to be that conduit of his power to bring heaven down to earth. The second area is to be a conduit of his purposes. And again, I want to have a look at this scripture, and this is speaking about every one of us. It's talking about us, about each of us being able to declare forth the purposes of God. And it says this in Acts 2, 17 and 18, it says, in the last days, God says, I will pour my spirit out on all people. Your sons and your daughters, so not men and women, but your sons and daughters, both of us, everyone all inclusive, will prophesy. How's your prophesying going? Your old men, so some of us older ones, includes us, doesn't matter how old you are, your old men will dream dreams. So your young men will see vision. Doesn't matter how young you are, doesn't matter how old you are. Doesn't matter if you're a son or a daughter, doesn't matter about that. Your old men will dream dreams and your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days and they will prophesy. So we have the prophecy from Joel, and here it has been repeated here now in the book of Acts, and it's telling us, and they will prophesy. That's the word will again. Will is appearing in there. They will prophesy. There's a couple of wills in there. I will pour my spirit out, and your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. This is about you, not about someone else. This is about you. This is about us being that conduit. And the challenge for us is that are we ready for that? Are we open to that? Are we an open conduit? Are we just, I'm open to people, but I'm closed off to God, or I'm open to God, but I'm closed off to people? Where are we? We need to be open to God and receptive to God, listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit when he speaks to us and says, reach out to that person, and that that we're able to come and speak out the purposes of God. There's something very powerful when you're able to speak the purposes of God. When we're talking about prophecy, we're not talking about Old Testament prophecy, thus says the Lord that there's going to be this and that. We're talking about the word prophecy here as a word of forthtelling, speaking forth the mind and the will and the intention of the Lord, declaring his plan and his purposes. And it's very powerful if you're talking to someone who's down and discouraged. Maybe it's somebody at work and they're just really struggling. And then you just come and you say, look, would you mind if I pray for you? You'd be amazed at how many people, even strangers, if you offer to pray for them, will let you pray for them. Now, some of them don't know what to do. They say, oh, well, what do I got to do? Nothing. You don't have to do anything. I'm just going to pray for you. Just stand there, just relax. Don't have to hold your breath. Don't have to do anything. Just stand there and I will pray with you. But people are willing. You'd be amazed at how people are willing. But we're sometimes open to God, but we're closed off to people. Let's be open, receptive to what the Lord is saying and be open to others. And so you can pray for someone and as you're praying for them, the Lord will just drop something into heart. And you don't have to, when you're praying with them, just say, and thus says the Lord, that da 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 da. It can be, you can prophesy through prayer. You can just say, I really believe the Lord is saying that you don't have to fear. I just sense that there's a lot of fear in your life. And I just believe the Lord wants to just to set you free from that. He wants to pour your love and your grace and allow the Lord just to speak through you as you pray with him. That's for every one of us. Amen?
Amen.
Every one of us. Even on my servants, both men and women, I'll pour out my spirit and they will prophesy. And this is the life that we are called to live. It's a very exciting life that each of us are called to live, to be a conduit of his purposes, about to speak that forth. The Lord, it says, will prophesy. It says in 1 Corinthians 14:1, won't come up. It says, follow the way of love. So we've got to love one another and love God and love people with everything that we have. Follow the way of love and eagerly desire the gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy, because you will prophesy. In 1 Corinthians 14:39, therefore, my brothers and sisters, be eager to prophesy and not forbid speaking in tongues. 1 Corinthians 14:39. Be eager to prophesy. Desire, especially prophecy. And it's something that, look, people need to hear the heart of God. People that are in turmoil, you know yourself, sometimes when you're going through a hard time, your emotions are all there. It's like there's so much noise and so many voices and so much circumstances. And sometimes it's hard, and we admit that. Sometimes it's really hard to, but then someone to come in who's just grabbing a hold of God, has a heart for you or for someone, and reaches out to them and are able to speak God's word. When God speaks to you, tell you what, isn't that awesome? Isn't that amazing? And just a simple word. And you can be praying for someone or just have on your heart for someone. Look, just believe the Lord wants to encourage you with these one or two words. You can turn a whole person's life around just from that. Very, very simple. Don't have to be all flowery. Doesn't have to go for half an hour. You may open your eyes after half an hour and the person's actually gone. But it just has to be simple. And just allow the Lord just to flow through. Grab a hold of God. You have a heart for the person. And it just simply, just while you're praying with them through prayer, allow the Lord just to drop things into your spirit. And that is so powerful. Turn someone's whole life around. And we are called to do that, to be that conduit of the purposes of God. Amen?
Amen.
Are you up for that? Some of you are saying, yep. Some are saying, so sure. Some are saying, uh-oh. But that's what we are called to do. We are called to be that conduit, the conduit of the power of God. You know, sick people, pray for them. Not everyone gets healed. And I'm still working through all of that, but a lot of people get healed. And I praise God for those who do, so I'm going to keep reaching out for people to get healed. And I'm praying for people. I don't always get a word for someone, don't always. But quite often I do, more often than not. And if you're able to speak that word into someone's heart, yeah, it can change the life. And this is you. This is every day. So it's not boring going to work on Monday. Oh, great, got to go back to work Monday morning. Fantastic. It's, Lord, I'm going to work and I'm holding on to you. And, Lord, I'm ready. Lord, who do you want me to touch today, Lord? Who needs your touch? Who needs that prayer? Lord, who needs that word from your spirit? Lord, as your Holy Spirit inspires, as your Holy Spirit drops the things into my heart, and as I speak that word, Lord, who do you want me to touch today? Isn't that far more exciting way to go to work Monday morning?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Then, oh, it's Monday. Oh, thank God it's Monday. No, thank God, it's Monday. And then you allow the Lord, what a way, so much more exciting way to live your life. And so you've got a hold of God. You're holding on to Him, to the power of God, to the things of God, loving God and in His presence and holding on to Him and just willing and saying, Lord, I'm just a conduit. I'm nothing, but Lord, You're everything. And Lord, I'm open to You, Lord. I grab a hold of You, Lord, and I'm open. And that's all we really have to do is to be open. But have that mindset, have that mentality, Lord, You want to flow through my life and You want to touch someone. You want to change someone's life. Trouble is sometimes that we're either, as I said, we close off to God or we're closed off to people. And sometimes we close off both because we get so self-preoccupied with the woe is me and all my problems, and we're not listening to God, so He can't minister to us, and we're not open to others, so we can't help everyone. We just got to open to God and be open to others. Very powerful if we can live our life in that way. And the Lord Jesus, He said that's what you would do. He said that you would do that. He said those that believe in Him. And so we want to be a conduit of the power of God, also a conduit of the purposes of God. And the good thing about just being the conduit is the conduit can never take credit. Because you just think of a great musician. You know, we had last year we had, you know, number three in Australia violin player come and play, and she was absolutely awesome. And she had her violin was worth about $180,000 to $250,000. That violin that she had, Stradivarius, a very handmade, beautiful instrument, but. When she finished playing, or when someone finishes playing, people don't all then run up to the violin and clap, well done, violin. That was absolutely fantastic. Well, if you do that, you must just love wood and things, I don't know. You don't do that, do you? When what you do is the master, the one who is playing the instrument, they're the ones that gets all the applause, they're the one that gets the praise, they're the one that gets the glory. And really, that's how it should be. You're just the instrument that God is using. You're just the conduit that God is flowing through. So you can never be one that'll want to take credit or take any glory, because you're just an instrument. It's the master who always gets the glory. And we always got to remember that. And the pressure's off too. I tell you what, it takes the pressure off. The pressure is off when you pray for someone or you want to touch someone's life. Lord, doesn't depend upon me to come up with something or do something. I'm just going to relax, grab a hold of You. Heart for them and allow You to flow. Wonderful way to live, and that's how God wants us to live our lives. And the third thing is not only to be a conduit of His power, conduit of His purposes, to speak the heart of God into people's lives, but to be a conduit of His passion and to be one that actually has the same heart that God has for other people and to allow the heart of God to flow through our lives and touch other people's lives. It says this in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20. It says this: we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us. Christ's ambassadors. Now, you've probably heard 100 messages about being an ambassador and representing God and all of that means, and certainly it means a lot. It's a big responsibility representing the King of Kings and to be His authorized delegate, to be the one who represents Him, to represent Christ on earth. So people want to know what Jesus is like, they look at you because you're a reflection of Christ, a reflection of His glory. But the words here, it says, as if God were making His appeal through us. And so having the heart for people and wanting to see people to get saved. You want your family to get saved, amen? Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I think you really do. You don't want to see, you know what the options are. Plan A, plan B. There's no in between. We know there's middle. No, nothing in the middle. We want to see people in the kingdom of God. Well, God's heart is for people far more than us. He loves them far more than you will ever love them. He died on the cross for them. He gave everything for them. And it's like God is making His appeal through us. And sometimes you might not feel, look, I don't know what to say. I don't have the words to say. I don't really know how to communicate with them. I don't know how to bring that across. But and sometimes we don't because we feel the responsibility is on us. What if I say the wrong thing? What if I don't know what to say? And we can get caught up in this emotional thing where we sort of become paralyzed and we feel, yet we know that we want to see them saved and we know we should talk to people, but we don't do that because we feel this pressure, like the pressure's on me. I've got to. But it's not like that. It's God himself making his appeal through us. So I just grab a hold of God and my heart's for that person and I just allow the Lord just to flow through me. Remember he said, I'll give you the words to say. You even stand before kings and rulers. The Holy Spirit, he'll give you the words to say. And sometimes we just have to get out of the way, even with our own family, because we're coming in with all our preconceptions about, oh, they're like this and they're like that and they're this and they're that. Just allow the heart of God to flow through. Say, Lord, I'm just going to rely on you, Lord, and you know my heart for them. And Lord, I just want you just to flow through me, Lord, and just speak through me. And allow the Lord to do that. He will give you the words to say. He will give you the words. He'll give you the sensitivity. The scripture says to always be ready to give an account for what you believe, but to do this with gentleness and respect. And the Lord will help you to do that. If your heart is loving, concerning, not judging, oh, you really need to get saved. Your life's in a real mess. It's no, just the heart of God, just loving them and you loving them and have a heart for them. The Lord will flow through us. He's able to do that. The hardest heart, his love can melt. It can change. All we have to do is sometimes we just try so hard in ourselves that our trying actually becomes the blockage in itself. And sometimes we just try so hard. Being a Christian, it's not about trying. It really is about letting. It's about letting God just to be God and us just saying, Lord, I'm going to take a step back here. Lord, I'm going to hold on to you. My heart is for them, Lord. And just give me the word. Holy Spirit, just reveal what you want me to say, Lord. Let your love and your grace, let it flow through me, Lord, to touch them. Because the love of God will melt the hardest heart. And we just have to be that conduit to allow the power of God to flow through our lives. Amen. And look, and we make things so much harder than they are because we try to do it. We do. We try to do it because we feel a sense of concern or responsibility and we feel, I've got to do this. Well, you can't save anyone. That's true. You can't save anyone. Jesus is the only one who saves. You can't convict anyone. Who is the convictor? The Holy Spirit. He's the one who brings conviction. And yet we think we have to convict them, we have to save them, we don't have to. We just have to take a step back, just take a deep breath, just relax, grab a hold of God, our hearts for them, and just rely on the Holy Spirit to give us the words to say. And we don't want to get in the way of what God wants to do, excuse me. We just want the Lord to flow through us in our lives. And it says in Matthew 5:16, in the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Same way, let your light shine before others. And again, where does the light come from? Well, we're just a reflector. We're reflectors of the glory of God. We don't have any glory. We have the glory of Christ within us, but within ourselves, we're just, well, you know who you are. There's no glory in any of us, in our own humanity within ourselves. But as we have the light of the glory of God flowing through our lives, and that's expressed through acts of kindness, acts of love and service, of compassion, touching people's lives. Again, that is very, very powerful when you just allow the love of God to flow through. And it's that they may see your good deeds and they may glorify your Father in heaven. And so again, it's not about you. It's not about, oh, look at the wonderful things you've done. You're just a conduit. You're just a violin. You're just an instrument. God does that. And it's never about us. It's never about our own glory. It's never about us feeling, oh, it's good to be needed or meeting needs within me. It's not about us, excuse me, at all. This is about other people. It's about having a heart for God and a heart for others and just allowing him to flow through our life. And that's how the Lord has called every one of us to live. And I just pray that today the Lord will reorientate your thinking a little, that when you're open, first of all, you're open to God with all your heart. If you haven't opened your heart to the Lord, I encourage you to do that today. If you've never given your life to Jesus Christ, then I encourage you today, don't go home today without having given your life to Jesus. Don't try to live your life without him. It's hopeless, it's helpless, it's empty. And it doesn't matter whatever successes that on the outside, you know what's on the inside. And so We want to grab a hold of the Lord. We want to bring all the rubbish, all our sin, all that hardness of heart, and allow the love of God to change us, the blood of Christ to cleanse us and to become his child. If you haven't done that today, then do that today. But let's all say, Lord, I just want to be so hooked into you, Lord. I want to be open to you. Lord, just loving you with all my heart, Lord. I want to listen to your voice. And Jesus says, my commands are not burdensome. It's not really that hard. We think it's really hard, and we make it really hard because we try a lot ourselves. But let's just say, no, Lord, I'm just going to, we're holding on to you, Lord. And then have an orientation, not about me and my problems. Again, that's where we close off. But we have a heart for other people. Keep our eyes open to other people. Look for the needs in other people's lives because they're there. You know, you've got people in your workplace. You've got fellow students. You've got neighbours. You know, in your family, you may know the brokenness in your own families and own family members. But I tell you what, there's a lot of broken people that you're probably working with every day of the week. And on the outside, everything's great. Inside, they're dying. And they're just waiting for someone who's grabbing a hold of God and just prompted by the Spirit of God and has a heart for them just to either bring the power of God into their life, to speak his purposes and the word that God would want them to hear at that time, or to be one that would be to lead them into the kingdom of God, or just show them the love and compassion, show the love of Christ flowing through our life, and to be ready for that every day. That's my challenge this morning. That we see ourselves as that conduit. Stop trying so hard. Stop trying to gee ourselves up. Just get out the way. Just hold on to God. Heart for people and allow him to flow through us. That's the life that he's called us to live. And it's far more exciting than the boring routine that everyone else in the world lives, the mundane, the grind of every day. And if you take out this dimension, and it's wonderful to know you're loved of God and to be his child. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. But God wants us to be more than just the recipient of his love, to be the one that is the conduit and let those things flow out of the life. My challenge to you today is to, yes, Lord, that's me. What this message was about me. And this is what I'm called to be. This is what I'm called to do. And Lord, I'm going to grab a hold of you and I'm going to be ready for all of the things that you want to work through my life. Because already Monday morning, you go to the office, or you go to, some of you finished school, some of you finished exams, some in the middle of exams still. Wherever you go tomorrow, be open. So, Lord, I'm going to make sure I'm hooked into you. And, Lord, I'm going to be ready because that person's there, those people are there, and we want to bring the love and the life of Christ to them. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand at our feet. Let's pray. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just thank you so much, Lord, that we are your children, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you love us, Lord. We cannot ever describe or understand, Lord, the depths of your love, Lord, but we are so grateful. But, Lord, as we hold upon you, Lord, as we grab a hold upon you and know, Lord, that you love us, Lord, that there's a connection that can never be broken, Lord. Nothing can ever separate us from your love, Lord. We are connected to you. Father, I pray that we will be mindful that you've called us to be that conduit, Lord. And Lord, that we'll be ready, Lord, that we'll be looking for those that you're going to touch through our lives, Lord. And what a joy that is. What a thrill that is, Lord, when you just flow through us, Lord. It wasn't us, it was you. But Lord, as we work with you, there is such a joy. And Father, I pray, Lord, that we just see that multiplied right through every person in the life of the church, Father. Lord, as we just see ourselves in this way, Lord, that we're bringing heaven to earth, Lord, to see people touched in powerful ways, and not just for the Apostle Paul and for those that we read about, Lord, and for others that we may think, Lord, this is for each and every one of us. And so, Father, I pray, Lord, that we orientate our thinking today, Lord, there'll be something that'll shift even in our spirit, Lord, that we will be the conduits, Lord, that you said that we would be. And so, Father, we say yes and amen, Lord, that we will, and we will, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.